Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody have a prayer request? And they want to hear it. And maybe God can answer your prayer, their prayer request, and prayer will avail unto the Lord. Anyone with a prayer request, speak up. All right. Anybody need prayer?
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Josh. I'm in Annapolis. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. We hear you, Mom.
Well, praise the Lord. I met this young man at mine last night, and I witnessed to him, and he just started crying, and he said, this is the first time I cried in 12 years. I'm just asking y'all to pray for this young man, that he will give his life back to Jesus, that he will be able to walk like Jesus wants him to walk, and to take care of his family. So I'm just asking for him.
Amen. Mother, you got the anointing. Why don't you lead us in a word of prayer for him? You never got his name, did you?
Beg your pardon?
Did you get his name?
Well, he told me his name, but I forgot it. I didn't think of it.
The Lord knows. Why don't you go ahead and pray for him?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you today saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, for picked up this morning, closing our right mind, having the activity of all our limbs. Father,
yes,
I come to you today and said, thank you. Thank you for being so kind and so merciful to us, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be a light that shines bright, that men and women, boys and girls, can see the work in me through you. Lord, I just want to say I thank you and I praise you for all that you're doing and all that you yet to do. Because without you, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I thank you for allowing me just to pray and talk people about you, because there is no other way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And I just want to say I thank you for the prayer line. I thank you for each and every one that's on the prayer line. Lord, you know all about us. You know. Because
yes,
without you, it would be impossible to please you. And I just thank you and I praise you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to bless the sick everywhere, all over the world, land, and country. Over the ones behind the prison walls, Father, and have mercy upon the one that's on the battlefield. Oh, Father, we ask you to go with the ones that don't know you in the free part of their sin. Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. You said the things that you asked in your name, you would do it. So I'm just asking you, Lord Jesus, to bring this sinner man in. You know where they lie, you know where they at, Lord Jesus. And you know all about
this conference is being recorded.
Amen. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Father, may I add my faith to her prayer and ask you if you would look on. Well, first of all, thank you for using Mother Johnson, Lord, to touch the life of that young man. I hadn't cried, I hadn't wept in 12 years. That was a breakthrough right there. So God, I'm asking wherever that young man is,
yes,
or that man is, I pray that you would bring him in and to yourself, unto yourself, and save him from the uttermost to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus. God, help not only save him, but put him in a Bible-believing in Bible teaching church somewhere. You know how to do it more than any of us on this line. I pray, draw him, Bible believing, Bible teaching church, And then let them put them in the Bible, help them get in the Bible, to read your word.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. That's the key for spiritual maturity. In the name of Jesus. Bless this young man and help him. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Yes.
Save him, Lord.
Thank
in Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
And then,
thank
if you will, Lord, baptize him and fill him with the Holy Ghost, too.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. All right. Any other prayer requests?
Thank you.
I praise and I thank God for this opportunity to be on the prayer line with Chief Apostle, Chief Ambassador Johnson. And,
it seems like Sister Gloria Ellen today.
It is. And,
oh, my God.
Satan has been attacking me in so many areas. Mm-hmm. I had a young lady that was here cleaning for me and stole a lot of my clothing and so on. And so I'm praying about asking God's direction if I should file a police report, which my children are telling me to do. And also I have a new business venture that I'm embarking on today. And I'm asking that God just go before me and make the crooked places straight and that his divine order will be in place. Thank you.
Mm. Amen. Thank you so much. We certainly want to pray for you because you've been faithful on this line. And let the Lord lead you about that, whether you do that or not. The scripture says, all the law is for the lawless. Amen. So thank God lead you on that. God bless you. Anybody, you heard a request? So many prayer warriors on this line. Amen. I want to ask
one
of you all to pray for. Amen. Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. I would like for y'all to continue praying for me and my family. And it's just so nice to hear everybody on the prayer line. I love y'all all.
God bless you, Sister Renee. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody take those two prayer requests and pray for them. Amen. I'm asking someone to take your prayer request and take the prayer request of Sister Gloria Ellington and pray for y'all.
If I may, Dr. Johnson.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, gracious Father, Heavenly Father, we beseech you and we just come to you humble, Lord. And, Lord, we just come to you naked and transparent, Lord, of all our needs and the desires of our hearts, Lord, that they may be of you and your will, Lord. And, Lord, there's times that we have special needs and requests, Lord, that we just come to you, Lord, just thankfully and just asking that you be grateful and just and to just keep us, Lord. We just ask today, Lord, Father God, we just ask right now, Lord, that you touch Sister Renee's family and keep them blessed and keep her in your fold, Lord. And Father God, we ask that Sister Ellington, as she embarks on her endeavors in life, Lord, and her business, and that you will oversee it, Lord, that you will make it successful, Lord. We just thank you right now, Father God, for doing that for her. Lord, we believe that you will bring light to the situation that happened in her home, Lord, that you will guide her path on that, Lord, and forgive that young lady who did that, Lord, because she's lost and she needs help, Lord. So we pray for her this morning, too, as well, Lord, that you just touch her heart to return that what she has taken, Lord. We just ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you reach out and you continue to watch over all the people on the prayer line, Lord, and keep them safe, Father God. And we thank you this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
I guess I should have been here because I think I'm trying to, I don't know for sure, but I'm missing about $300 or something. And I had a, well, I don't want to give y'all too much information on that, but I'm missing about $300. I think somebody took it from me. And I want it returned. And I want it returned. I asked the Lord to deal with that person. So that they returned that money that was taken from. It wasn't there. So y'all remember that in your prayer. God bless you. I met somebody. Let me see if I can tell you all this. All right. God bless you. Give me another praise report.
This is Ambassador Hodges in Kansas City. I want to put the 2016 First Fruit Convention. Ask you all to pray for that. Pray for the workers, the laborers, the people that are working in the vineyards, God's house, to help his ministry. Let's just pray for the church as a whole, for the body of Christ, and especially for the 2016 convention. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. While we got you on the line before we pray, can you give us a little information about it before you go?
Absolutely. Our 2016 First Fruit Convention will be held this year in the heartland of the country, right here in headquarters, Kansas City, Kansas. Our host hotel this year will be the Hilton Garden Inn, located at 420 Minnesota Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas. You will fly into the MCI Airport, which is located in Kansas City, Missouri, and we are right across the line. Hotel rooms this year for both doubles, which would be two queen-size beds, and king-size rooms. All rooms come equipped with a microwave and a mini refrigerator. Our rate this year is $99 tax-exempt, $99, so you can kind of budget your stay. There is a restaurant on site. I'm going to try to negotiate again today some rates for the breakfast for us. But we're asking all of you all, let your kids know for Mother's Day. Send you to Kansas City. You don't want to miss the convention this year. We're planning for you here in Kansas City. Hope to see all of you all. If you have relatives in the area, give them a call and tell them to come on by. The First Fruit Convention take place at the Hilton Garden Inn. Next door to it is the Jack Reardon Convention Center, and that's where we'll be this year. God bless you all. Please keep those dates in mind, June 9th through the 12th. You want to call the Hilton Garden Inn at 913-342-7900. Please make sure that you tell them that you want a room from the First Fruit Room block for June 9th through the 12th. There's still rooms available. There was a little hiccup in there, but hopefully we have that resolved. So come on, Saints, call in and make your reservations. We have until May 15th to pick up all of these rooms. And you're also asking those of you that want to send in photographs for the souvenir book for our program this year. You may do so. You can either email it to firstfruitsprayerline@gmail.com. Or you may mail them in to P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Will somebody who has, someone pray for that. Pray for the convention right now. Amen. Somebody who has compassion, pray for the convention. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just giving Father God all his praises right now and all his glory.
Yes, Lord.
In the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Father God, I'm going to pray what I hear him say. It's a hindrance, panda busha. But I'm asking God to destroy a hindrance spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against
you.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm. We ask God that this convention be the successful in the name of Jesus, and anyone that participated in this, and thank you, Jesus, participant, we ask God to bless them in the name of Jesus, and everybody's supposed to give, let them give in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, we ask God to bless the first fruit prayer line in the name of Jesus. I ask for a divine healing on this prayer line, Father God. Hallelujah. I'm asking God to put everything in order. Hallelujah. Shot. I'm just hearing what I hear in the spirit in the name of Jesus. It's a spirit of confusion, but I'm asking God to set it in order. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus this morning. He said, no weapons formed against you will prosper. Every lying tongue, a rod against your judgment is going to cease. In the name of Jesus, there's miracles. It's more people going to come to the line. The enemy is trying to shut it down. But I plead the blood of Jesus this morning. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking God to bless everybody on this line this morning. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking God to bless their home, bless their family, Father God, bless their finances. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask God to destroy our suicidal spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Father God, everybody that from the 9th through the 12th, in the name of Jesus, the first through prayer line convention, I'm asking God to bless people to come from all walks of life, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking God to open up the spiritual, financial blessing in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. There's people that thank you, Jesus, that wants to come, Father God, but they don't have the means and the finances, but I'm asking God to open them up, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking God, everybody, anybody trying to get in the way to stop it, I'm asking God, hallelujah, destroy every hindered spirit. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And I'm asking God, everything that the canker woman stole, I'm asking God to restore it. In the name of Jesus, a miraculous healing, a miraculous blessing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We ask God to destroy heart attacks and strokes. I'm asking God to destroy its two-faced spirits. I'm asking God to shut them down. In the name of Jesus, my kind little Shahai. I plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beelzebub spirit, Jezebel spirit. I'm standing because I hear it in the spirit. And God wanted to shut down and stop. And everybody come together on one accord in him. In the name of Jesus, he said, a family that prays together, stays together. We all come together. We all is a family on the first fruit prayer line, on the block line. Everybody come together on one accord in him. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, who choose who you want to be with today, who you want to serve today. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. They speak those things as though they never were. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It's too much attention to get on the line with the little. You can't hardly pray, you can't hardly talk. I ask God to move out all the little clicks. I plead the blood of Jesus right now.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. There's love on this prayer line. There's joy on the prayer line. That is happiness.
Amen.
I have fruits of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm asking God, hallelujah, to bless you, Ambassador Chief Johnson. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking God to continue to bless you, give you strength, give you energy, give you peace, give you joy. Hallelujah. And he wants me to tell you, you keep on preaching the truth. You keep on preaching what he tells you to do. In the name of Jesus, don't you quit. Don't you slow down. I'm going to tell you what does to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I ran from the truth a long time because I got to tell you, God want me to tell you this morning. I ran from the truth ever since I was a little girl in the name of Jesus, kind of O'Shea, how people put me down and lied on me, and I wasn't this and I wasn't that. But I had to tell them, I ran, same started happening to me. But when I went to God, I said, Lord, I will speak your word. You put your word in my mouth and then tune my ear to your voice and let me hear you. You're not going to be like when you stand up and for God and anybody out there, they know what I'm talking about. In the name of Jesus, if you don't speak what God say do, you're going to get chastised. And that's go for anybody in leadership position. You better tell you, because God will chastise you. In the name of Jesus, want us to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Because when you're by yourself, you ain't got everybody else. When you're telling the truth and speaking God's word, you can have five people with you. But if you ain't going along with them, then everybody going to leave you anyway. People start dropping off from you, and you're going to be by yourself. I'm telling you what does say the Lord this morning. It's in my heart and the spirit. God want me to tell it.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I'm asking God to heal this life, to heal the people, all walks of life in the name of Jesus. My kind of emotion, huh? We already hear about tornadoes and all type of weather, all type of disaster. It's time for everybody to come together on one accord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So He wants to give this life. He wants to heal us. He wants everybody on this line to repent and forgive and stay humble and humility. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, the day that you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to rest people. He's going to bless people more rest and more sleep. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, we're giving him all his praises today. And all the glory belongs to him. It's God's grace and his mercy, and some of us is his grace and his mercy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And those that have children, we ask God to bless the children, bless their family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And don't give up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we got to keep on trusting Father God in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And we give him, Father God, all his praises and all his glory. And Brother James, God wants you to keep on. Hallelujah. He's elevating you higher than him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we give him, God, all his praises and all his glory today. In Jesus' name we pray. And thank God. We give it back. I'm giving it back to you. Keep it back to God. Thank you this morning. In Jesus' name. And don't you quit. He said, don't quit. You stay encouraged. You need encourage. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just telling you what I hear. And I ain't taking it back either.
No, don't you take it back. God bless
I ain't
you.
Taking
thank
it back. Everybody come on, get on one accord and stop out all the foolishness. I'm telling you what I hear. And anybody want my number, they can call me. I will tell them what does to the Lord. I don't have no problem. I used to, but I don't anymore.
Thank God.
But I got chastised. In Jesus' name, amen. It's back in your hands. God bless you. And everybody
thank
on this line, have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen. And I love y'all, too. Amen.
Love you, too.
Amen. I can see that that was from the Lord. And I praise God for it. And let's open up and give God thanks for that prophecy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. That's the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much, First Lady.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm asking God to forgive me. Amen.
Yes.
Forgive me in Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. The line is open to you. If the Lord speaks to you on anything, I'm opening the line up.
This is Sister Carbon, Texas. I'm also asking the Lord to forgive me.
Mother Dixie, I'm asking the Lord to forgive me.
Sister Coleman, asking the Lord to forgive me.
Sister Rush, asking the Lord to forgive me.
Mother Johnson, I throw up both hands. Lord, forgive me.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord. Thank you.
Pastor Alex, Lord, please forgive me.
Right here. Sister Linda Forsyth
from Salt Lake City, I want the Lord to forgive me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Joyce from Kansas City, Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me, this is Brother Lonnie.
Forgive me, this is Rashonda in Kansas City.
Okay.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for all sin. This is Jennifer Williams from Long Island, New York. Wash me under the blood. Wash me with hate soap. Make me whiter than snow. Create in me, O God, a clean heart. And renew the right spirit in me for your glory in the name of Jesus. And teach me how to treat others the way I would want someone to treat me. And teach me how to walk in your love, your godly love. And let me continue you first, oh God. Teach me the fruit of your spirit for your glory, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Line's open to you, anybody?
Ambassador Hodge is asking the Lord to forgive me.
Deborah Pryor, I ask the Lord to forgive me and create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And I also ask him to forgive my teenage son because, as Jesus says, sometimes I think they don't know what they're doing. And give them a right mind for God to direct them and be in their heart more also.
Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas, ask God to forgive me for my shortcomings.
This is Brother Lonnie in Kansas City. I need prayer and forgiveness. I just ask that the Lord provide me with an attorney. I ask the Lord to represent me as my attorney, or send an attorney my way that can help me with my legal issue. That's my prayer request, and I thank the Lord for forgiveness. And amen.
Pastor Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a word for Brother Lonnie.
Go ahead.
I hear in the spirit, God want him to just stay humble in the name of Jesus. And if you have faith and believe, it's already done. It's your humble. And also, Pastor Jones, I hear somebody going for a pap smear, and God wants them to know it's already done. They are healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Go in faith, and it's done.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you. This is Sister Carbon, Texas, and that will be me on today, and thank you for that word. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Your faith will make you whole.
Pastor Johnson, this is Brother James, and I've been listening in today, and just letting the Lord speak to my heart from all the saints that have been sharing their testimonies and their praise. And the thing that touched me more than anything today, more than anything that I've heard, are the confessions that I've heard from all of these saints, Lord, that we're not pretty much trying to glorify themselves, but asking, Lord, for forgiveness, because we are sinners. And every day that we get up and every day that we live, we sin against God one way or another. And so I just want to encourage each one of us. That includes myself, because like Paul said, of all the sinners, I'm chief. And so I just want to quote one scripture to you from 1 John 1:9. And the Lord in his love said to us, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I love that word, that he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because you know, the Holy Spirit says to me, James, that means also he'll cleanse us from the consequences of our sin. And so I just want to thank, let everyone know on this line today, I appreciate your testimonies, but more than anything, I appreciate your confessions to God that we're not perfect and we make mistakes. And that's the reason why I love the Lord so much. He said, because he'll forgive us. He'll forgive us. And so for each one of you that confessed, not the personal part of it, but just your shortcomings in general, I'm so encouraged, because God's word won't return unto him void. He does forgive, and he does cleanse us from our unrighteousness, and he does cleanse us from the consequences of our sins. So praise all of you, and my prayers are with you today and tomorrow. And I just want to thank the Lord for this prayer line and all of you saints that truly have a heart to serve God.
This is Ambassador Jeff, and I'm just praying, Lord, should I say anything, but I feel glad to say this. I appreciate all of the confessions of asking God to forgive each and every one of you. And I am giving my spirit the word of God. Go and sing it no more. Because only you know what you are asking God to forgive you for. My prayer is that you continue on in the strength of the Lord. And keep my prayer for this prayer line. But everybody on the line is not talking. I don't know what is going on, but I hear darts, targets being thrown. And I'm as a woman of God, I am one, I want to hang up the phone. Amen. And that's just how I am. And I pray for this life continually. And I'm under great leadership that taught me to respect leadership. And I do that. And if for the line, I just, my prayer is that we just go back to praying. Just go back to praying to God. That's what drew me to this line. Haltiness and toughness and not saying anybody is doing that. But I believe you ought to call it, if you know what the devil is doing and know who is doing what, call him out. Shut it down. Amen. I'm in a place where my heart is so sensitive. I don't want to get whipped and beat for nothing I didn't do. I just want to glorify God and hear the testimonies of the Lord. God, he is so great. I just want you to know I love you, Chief, and I support you in everything that you do. Hallelujah. And I'm praying for everyone on the line. Everyone on the line is not saying anything. I can't repent for something I have done or not doing. I'm a busy woman in the Lord, and I see those saved every day. That heart desire is to please God. And whoever is doing the talking on the line, I pray that God gives silence your mouth. And whoever is listening, God gives them a deaf ear to whatever is going on. Amen. And I just want to see the line last continuously. You all have a wonderful day, because there's a dying world waiting on the manifestation of God. And I want to be continuously with your heart of what God is doing. I thank him that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And I'm an heir and a joint heir with the Lord. I praise God for what he did in a revival. I'm just busy every week. Glory to God. And my mind is set like flint on pleasing God. God bless you, Chief. Love you, Lady Betty, with my whole heart as well. God bless you.
Hello.
God bless you. We hear you. Go ahead. We hear you. Go ahead. Anyone else? All right. God bless all of you on the line. We've had a great, great, great line today, as always. And thank you, Ambassador-elect Baker, for that wonderful word from the Lord. Started all of this. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day, and remember that whatever you're going through, God's going to fix it. He'll make it all right. God bless you. I got a feeling it's going to be all right. Who brought your bills today, bring them back. Next week sometime I'll do that. Amen. I never committed. I thought I would do it today. But evidently the Lord led differently. And next week we'll do that. Keep those bills. Get them together. Get your sum total of what you owe. And let's see what the Lord will do for you. Amen. God bless you. You'll be all right. It's gonna be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same, Dr. John.
So sweet. Thank you so much, Sister Linda. I receive that.
What did I do here? You there?